Hi, I'm Daisy Mack, and this is Spiritual Mixtape. Today I'm taking you through an episode about life lately. And I've done a few of these this year, and they always make me feel a little vulnerable. To be quite honest, doing the podcast makes me feel vulnerable. Being seen is for who I am authentically, and being judged, oh, I could go on about this for a while, makes me feel very, very, very naked out here in front of you. But I have done a few of these Life Lately episodes because really since December, November last year, life has been changing at a daily pace for me. And I'd say that I was probably feeling that vibration from about July, where how I lived my life no longer rang true, no longer resonated. And I don't mean that in like big ways. I wasn't ending my marriage or stopping teaching breathwork, but it was how I, the systems I created in my personal life, how I manifested, how I recorded my emotions, all of that began to change. And I think that in the next few months, I'll understand why. But it's made me create new coping mechanisms for my life. I used control and planning, basically fortune telling, as a way of dealing with anxiety. If I could see where I was going, if I understood my plan, and if I just kept marching towards it, then everything would be okay. But really, since November, I wouldn't say that life has thrown terrible curveballs at me, but it's definitely thrown... if you're watching on YouTube, then you would have seen that the blind just fell down as I said that. So it's not throwing curveballs at me, but definitely throwing changes of plans. And if you're someone that has anxiety, or you're someone that is learning to live with their anxiety, changes of plans are not a vibe. I definitely have a lot of need to ground in my life and need to like feel safe, feel protected, like everybody does. But the more you live authentically, the less you can control those parts of you. I don't want to say that like everything's bad. It's like actually far from it. And I want to start with one of the amazing things that happened in March. So it's a little while ago now. It happened the end of March, but I haven't talked about it on the podcast yet, which is completely ridiculous because this is where I share. And I know that a lot of the new listeners who are on here come from Chloe's sphere, like come from Chloe's world. So my friend Chloe Fisher asked me to her baby shower at the end of March, which obviously I was delighted to accept the invitation and go to. If you don't know Chloe, I'm going to link her podcast and her social media into the show notes. She is a really amazing, sweet human being. And Chloe and I have known each other, I guess, for around eight, it's got to be more than that, years, because our husbands work together. Chloe is married to a DJ called Fisher, and Fisher is a friend of my husband's. They do business together. James does his press, does Fisher's press, and they're just friends really over business, but they are in business together. And again, like this feels so weird me talking about it because I really don't talk about the music industry apart from my own personal experience. And I definitely don't talk about James's life on the podcast or on my social media. But that's how I know Chloe. And Chloe's baby shower was really important to me because Chloe has been on a fertility journey, and she has sweetly and lovingly charted, you've got to call it the lows, of her journey on her podcast, which she started with her friend Elodie, who's also had a fertility journey and a grief journey. And everything about their podcast is really beautiful. And because they share so honestly and it's very raw, I feel like everyone who listens feels very involved. But Chloe lost more than one baby, had a very difficult journey with fertility, and was told that she wouldn't be able to conceive, which is why now that she's pregnant, it's such a miracle. And I couldn't be more delighted. So of course, when she asked me to her baby shower, I was just like, yes, please count me in. I can't wait to be there. This baby is a total miracle and you're going to be an amazing mum. So I think like maybe a week or 2 weeks before, Chloe hit me up and was like, will you do a baby blessing? I don't know if this is something that you do, but would you? And I was like, of course I would. Like, I'd be honoured to. And I kept thinking to myself about the first time I met Chloe. It was actually at a restaurant very close to where I live now, in Laurel Canyon, called Parche. And she was so radiant, is the right word for it, at this dinner. She just smiled. It was so pure. And she was so happy. And that day, I really didn't want to go to the dinner. It's not that I didn't want to see Paul or Chloe. I just had had such a bad day at work. I really didn't know what I was doing. I had such a lack of clarity that I was just like, I don't want to sit through a dinner. I don't want to pretend that I'm happy. Like, I feel miserable inside. And I got to this dinner and I was sitting opposite Chloe, and she had just the nicest, sweetest smile. And she was so happy. It was infectious. And it was a lovely meal. And I always thought to myself, that girl's going to have such an amazing life. And like, life's going to be easy for Chloe. And what an assumption to make after her fertility journey. Like, I can't even imagine how hard and the heartbreak that she must have felt as she went through these steps. And it does make me really emotional, because it must be so hard when you want a child and you're trying everything and it's just not working. Like, I can't imagine. Like, we've all had points in our life, right, where we've been trying to make something work and it just doesn't want to work for you. So I guess maybe I related really to those feelings, and it felt so jarring, because Chloe is so sweet and so like radiant, and for her not to be able to figure out how to make this thing work, it just really didn't make sense. So anyway, we'll cut to the baby shower, and obviously I was delighted to lead Chloe and our friends through this baby blessing. And what we did for the baby blessing is I got everybody candles and a crystal, and on the candle was a small tag, and you wrote on the tag what you wanted to send Chloe in terms of like a vibration. So obviously for me, I wrote smiles. Like, that is what I always want to give to Chloe, because on that shit day that I first met her, that's what she gave to me. She reminded me that everything was like going to be okay, that there's plenty of reasons to smile. And I felt like that's what I wanted to give her as she went through what must be a scary, like going through the pregnancy must be scary given the journey that she's been on. Like, even though everyone's on her side and everyone is like rooting for her and she has great medical care and great doctors, it's still Chloe and the baby, isn't it? Like, it's still raw. So the baby blessing, that's what I wrote, and I gave everybody these tourmaline crystals for protection. And when Chloe goes into labor, we'll all light these candles, we'll like, I think it's 20 of us, and send Chloe our like, in my case, smiles. But people were writing really beautiful things like miracle, because it is a miracle baby, safety, protection, all of those words. And we'll create an energy bubble around her. And what I loved is I've been listening to Chloe's podcast with Elodie, and I love that in the baby blessing or the baby shower that they had in Australia, they also did a baby blessing, but this time they put beads on a necklace. And when Chloe goes into labor, she'll bring the necklace into the, what do they call it? I think you tell I'm child free, like labor room. I don't think that's what you call it. But when she goes into labor, she'll have her necklace. And when everybody gave her a bead for the necklace, they tell her like what the energy is that they want to give her. So she'll go in with her bead necklace from her Australian baby shower, and she'll go in also with the LA baby shower where we'll be sending her energy. And so she'll also, so she'll have like the idea of everybody lighting the candles and holding the crystals, and she'll also have this necklace in her hand, and it was just really beautiful. But the thing that's like also amazing for me with this situation with Chloe is how much after the fact this has opened up a conversation with me. And I've been talking to so many new people online who found me through Chloe and Elodie and have been emailing me about their weddings, about their baby showers, not necessarily to work with me, don't, not like that, but like just saying what a beautiful idea it is. And I just think to myself, if I hadn't have gone to that dinner 8-9 years ago, whenever it was, if I just sat in that energy that day and just been like, I'm too miserable to go, I need to figure out this work stuff. If I hadn't allowed myself, like, I just feel like that was a almost like a portal, like a wormhole in time where, oh God, I don't want to get too weird with you. Or maybe I should. Like, I felt like we were put together in that moment so that we could open up, Chloe and I, both on our very different journeys, but with grief and loss. And now Chloe's giving birth, or will be giving birth very soon, to a beautiful baby, very healthy baby. And I've created a whole new career and life for myself that feels completely authentic to who I am. And it's beautiful how those journeys come together. And I do think that, like, we had that moment. And if I hadn't gone, if I'd let that energy, if I'd just sat with the lower signature and not turned up for that dinner, would this moment between Chloe and I have happened? And it really did open up doors. And while we're talking about, like, you know, because that's half a work share, half a personal share, like, it feels very personal for me, that whole moment with Chloe and her friends. But on the personal shares as well, I've just got back from the Caribbean. I went there for my 10-year wedding anniversary, and this is a really important and special place for me. My dad and mum lived in the Caribbean for almost 20 years, on and off, and it's the place I associate with very happy memories of my dad, very positive. Like, everything about the Caribbean is like a happy time. It's when I remember my dad at his most healthy. So going to St. Bart's for my wedding anniversary is like a new way of creating happy memories in the same place. And I do think as humans, we go back and visit the places that resonate, that hold the energy that we want to incorporate in our life. So as life has gone on over really the last 2 months, because for me, the year ended kind of messily, started kind of messily, lost our cat, didn't know where we were living, going through the green card process. There was a lot up in the air and I felt completely ungrounded. But as we've been at our new house in LA, things keep growing and it feels really good. I've been doing a lot of in-person work. I have a studio at home now. I have clients come in here for breath work, energy work. Feels really nice to have people in the house. Should I talk about that now? Okay, no, I'm not. I'm going to just say I've been also doing a lot of corporates in Los Angeles, which is amazing. Like, you get to be able to help a bigger group of people. You get to hear about what they're working on, where they feel like they need to ground. And I won't mention the corporate clients that I've been working with because I actually don't know if I'm legally allowed to, but they're cool. They're cool. They know who they are. And I will come back around to explain why it's important to be doing these. It feels like a humble brag. Like I said, I'm doing a lot on this podcast episode that I wouldn't usually mention. And I've also had like this amazing girl. I'm going to link her details onto these show notes as well. Her name is Millie. She is lovely. She's a Brit, but she was in LA and she came into the studio here at home 2 times for breath work. And I just know that she's going to end up doing, she's already really successful as a fitness and lifestyle personality. And she has collaborations with Gymshark. Big shout out to my wonderful cousin Hayley for introducing us to start with. But I mention all of this because before all of the crazy movement started in my life in November, I made a lot of decisions on how I didn't want to run my business. I deleted my website. Look, I still have a website, but I built it myself. I deleted all the systems I was on. I stopped working with people that didn't feel right for me. Some of them stopped working with me. And it felt like I almost felt like I scrapped everything, and it was kind of scary. And some of my regular clients probably wouldn't necessarily have noticed, because, you know, they're in on a regular, they see me weekly, it doesn't really affect what they're doing. But for me personally, it still feels kind of unstable, like I don't have the best systems in place, and I've stopped trying to figure it out and sort it out because I know that it's not the right time to have those answers. And the more I stop trying to control everything, the more I get phone calls from people being like, oh, could you teach this corporate at our office or wherever? And I don't need to worry. I don't need to like have huge sales pitch. Like actually the more I get rid of things and say, this is what I don't do, this is who I don't work with, the more I have created that vacuum. I always say that's the secret sauce to manifest. We'll get rid of something and something great will come in. But it felt kind of scary, right? Like this wasn't what I want. I want to feel safe all the time. I want to feel really safe all the time. I do not want to be testing and flexing my nervous system, especially after burnout and PTSD. I want to feel safe, and sometimes I want to feel invisible. But the more I found the people and the places and the things that I resonated with, like Chloe, the more easy it is to be seen. And the more I allow myself to be seen in the right circumstances, but in the circumstances that speak to my heart, the more work comes from it. When I try to play it safe, like let's go back to this time last year and the partnerships I was in, they just weren't right. And I definitely didn't have a podcast that was on British Airways. That whole scenario didn't happen when I was playing it safe. So as much as I say I don't want to play it safe, I do see the benefits of putting myself out there. And the more I put myself out there and the more I help people, the more like there's a positive ripple, more of a positive domino effect. So I really wanted to link this update to the Monday episode. So this episode will come out on a Friday. It's a bank holiday weekend. What do we call it in the States? Do we just call it a holiday weekend, Memorial Day, bank holiday in the UK? And I wanted to like gee you all up for the Monday episode. But when I tried to write a breathwork for clarity, it was a hard no. And I have to take my own advice here, which is, clarity isn't about the fortune telling. It isn't about, like, I want to be Steve Jobs or I want to be Meryl Streep and I'm going to charge down that path. Clarity right now in the world is about being certain about the immediate step, maybe the two steps in front of you, and that's it. And in life, that's all you really need to do. You don't need to fortune tell. You don't need to manifest big things. You can just manifest the next step that will feel so good in your body. It won't have you feeling fearful or overwhelmed, that you can just take it and you can trust. Oh my God, I've been talking for 21 minutes. So I'm going to wrap it up now and just explain that Monday's episode is going to be a practice for clarity. How that looks, I'm not sure. I'm going to write it next. I'm definitely going to give you the journal prompts and the questions that I use in my meditations in particular. It'll probably end up being a meditation rather than a breath work. So that if you've had the last few months like I've had, where things have been up, down, all around, and you're like, I know I'm on solid ground, but things aren't like they used to be, and I just need to feel certain, then Monday's going to be a great practice for you. And I was just talking to a client, a great friend, about this whole situation, about how she was processing her life and her career. And I sent her this last note that I will read just directly out to you. Reiterate that stepping into the unknown will bring challenges, but it will also open up paths that are ultimately more rewarding and easier to navigate than those that you thought were your initial safe routes. That's where I'm going to leave it today. I hope that you are moving. I hope that you are feeling good. I hope that you go and follow my girls, Chloe and Millie. And I want them to know how much they have been a pleasure to have in my life in the last couple of months. I mean, Chloe's always been there, but it's been really lovely to be in regular contact with them. And I hope that you have clarity. I hope that you have certainty in your body. Let's get into that Monday's episode. Until then, speak to you in a bit.